pass. Wartell makes a run ahead of it. Bergkamp suddenly changed pace through the centre. It's Bergkamp! That's magnificent! The move, and then this, which left Dabby's ass totally stranded.
Welcome to a Bergkamp Wonderland and Arsenal podcast. You're joined by me, Deacon, and we're here to discuss the 3-0 victory at home at the Emirates against Bournemouth, who decided to foul a lot and not really get any yellow cards until very late on, but we'll discuss that. Danny, how are you? Squeaky bum time, I see, as your little title there. You'll see mine as well. It says, as I said, Raya for Golden Glove 23-24 season, because I was right.
You were right indeed. Let's just hope that your message you sent me the other night of we're going to do this, that is right as well, because that would be lovely if that was right. Yeah, I'm very good. I had a bath. I still look homeless, and my poorly bum bungholio is now better.
Betting, oh, well, that's good. Get the wins lost. In. Get the wins in, Danny. That's what they say.
Get them in. Yes, it's very good. And last night, my mate Anna came round, and we had curry from Mama's Curry House in Huntingdon. Very, very nice.
What did you have? What's your go-to?
Chicken tikka madras, because then the chicken is cooked better, and mushroom rice, and I had a little bit of Peshwari naan, because I love a whole naan, but as we know, as my right shoulder and my back will tell you, and my inability to type, get down. Got a bit of cheese here, and the cat keeps fucking going for it. Carbs, sugar, mess up my arthritis within 24 hours, so I am I'm crippled again, basically.
But it's crazy what people take they don't understand, and they sort of take for granted their situation when it comes to just being able to eat what you want when you want. But as you grow older, Danny, you're no longer as invincible as you once thought you were. No. And that's coming for every single one of us, guys. I'm sorry for setting the mood as it is, but we've got to get the balance in. It's probably got something to do with the fact that I had a small, tiny amount of hope with Wolves getting something.
You were.
And they just couldn't do it. They just went, nah. I was like, Kuna's going to play amazing. He's going to score like 4 or 5 goals. But Haaland ended up being the person who scores 4 goals. He's 4-1 at the moment, 70 minutes in, and I stopped watching after the first minute. So it's kind of left me a little bit bitter. It makes it frustrating, doesn't it, Danny, that we've won today. A convincing win, that's for sure. A game that probably should have been 6 or 7-0. But does it take away the fact that we're performing so well this season, especially with the 24 part of this season as well? Statistically, we're looking absolutely fantastic. But the frustrating thing is we're playing against the machine that is Manchester City, Danny.
But when the titles get taken off them, I was talking to Anna last night, a Liverpool fan. I said, when the titles get taken off them, I want them to do what they did in Serie A, null and void, the champion for that season, because nobody wants Spurs to win a title. And she went, yeah, fuck Spurs.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to win any titles by default like that.
Yeah.
I think just null and void. Nobody won it that year. Nobody won it at all. I think that's definitely what's going to happen. But Danny, let's be completely honest here. It is Manchester City, one of the most corrupt football clubs on the planet.
Yeah.
So they're just going to do what they do best. And that's, we're just going to do this and that to get everything done and dusted and get the best lawyers in the world to be as corrupt as humanly possible. But I digress, Danny. We're here to discuss some happy stuff. That's a 3-0 victory over Bournemouth. So let's say hello to some people this afternoon or this evening, depending on where you are in the world. We've got Canterbury Gooner evening, just back from the game. Tell us about the atmosphere. How was it for you? So let us know how it was for you in that regard. Si, good evening. We won, but the referee was complete shit. I agree. Danny, out of 10, how'd you rate the ref?
Well, we won, so it's at 10. But there was quite a few. I mean, I've got 17 different screen grabs of stuff that went on, and I didn't do any outside within the first 25 minutes. I didn't do any. So, we won, so that's all I care about. But if you're a Bournemouth fan, you've got room and reason to have a bit of a grumble there.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Renry, hello, gents. Good timing. Can't wait. Can't watch City anymore. P.S. No. D, what did you make of the Havertz pen? I'm going to assume you mean me or Danny. I don't know. Could be either of us. Danny, what did you think of the Havertz pen? It's a penalty.
No, it's a light.
It's a light. No, what?
Bullshit. Not a penalty.
Really?
Yeah. You will see. They didn't show it over and over. And where is it? Three men on Havertz. Where is it? Havertz pen. Here we go. Look at that. You can see his left foot. If you get rid of the right in, Deke.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Lovely. Yep. His left foot is dragging grass before the bloke even made contact with him. He dragged that foot. He dragged one, lift one as
He dragged a foot. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. He dragged it into him on purpose.
Danny. Yeah. No one's perfect. All I'm going to say, I've seen him given all a fucking day. Oh, yeah. I don't give a shit. I don't care. It's a light as fuck pen, but I don't give a fuck. You can all go fuck yourselves. It's 3-0 win. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, that's quality basically. I sent the goalie off as well and the manager.
Exactly. Just send everyone off. Fuck all of them. No, but what I will say is, you know, at the end of the day, we needed the victory and we got the victory. That's all I care about. I think I went 5-0 Havertz as my prediction. So I was completely wrong. But I did Havertz, you know, he got the technical assist for the penalty because that's given in FPL. So I'm going to take it. I'm going to take a half a point. I'll take half a point. Well, who else we got here? We got Love Johansson. Evening. Good evening. Peter Coulson, I already said thank you for popping in. But hey, Dan and Deeks, just to leave a like off to the family barbecue now. We'll catch up when I get home. Love to you all. Thank you very much. Tidy. Enjoy your barbecue. Jealous. I'm going to have a barbecue on the final day of the season. Hopefully with a couple of mates. So I will be, and hopefully in a celebratory manner. Well, more of that maybe later on. Phil Macker. Hey, Renry, Kai bought it, of course. We've all been there. Come on now. SB on Twitter.
I did get your DM on Twitter, Phil, about your publication, but I was busy with talking to my mate last night and, I was in no mood to reply to anything because I'm fucking knackered. But I did see it, and congratulations, young man. He's got something being published.
Fantastic stuff.
Yes.
That's brilliant. Well played, Phil. Yeah. Seriously, well played. That's absolutely incredible. SB, hi, Danny. Is Declan Rice our best ever 41? I don't know who else has got a 41 shirt.
See, the people Arsenal. Think they're going to be tricky like that.
Yeah, and you've got some spreadsheets somewhere, haven't you?
I do.
We'll come back to that. Peter Carlson, evening. Darren Clifford, good evening. How are you? I think we need City to have a lasagna gate moment. We can only hope and pray. Remember, guys, they've got Fulham and Tottenham within the space of 3 to 4 days, both away from home. Tottenham playing for hopefully for Champions League football. West Ham also the final game of the season and notoriously known for making slip-ups on the final day of the season. They got the points, I believe, that got Leicester the title a few seasons ago, right? Back in 2017.
I have no idea.
I think it was West Ham-Tottenham in the final game of the season. So, you know, West Ham are known for doing some naughty business. So we'll see what happens. Sai putting Havertz dived, never a pen for me. I don't care. Renry, more aimed at Deke as you were slagging him off for diving the other week. He dived a la Harry Kane. That's a different kettle of fish altogether. Different kettle of fish altogether. James Wotherspoon. Hi, Danny and Deeks. Is Declan our best number 41?
Do you want the answer?
That's the same question. Hit me with it.
The previous number 41s, let's go backwards in time all the way. The first number 41 squad number we had was Stephen Santry in 01-02, Craig Holloway, the goalkeeper, in 02-03, Stephen O'Donnell, to be sure, in 04-05, Arturo Lupoli, 5-6, 6-7 was Joe Akril, to be sure, and then the next thing is number 41 on this, Gavin Hoyt. Oh, Emmanuel Frimpong, J. Emmanuel Thomas in 10-11, Luke Freeman in 11-12.
Another decent player.
Samir Bihuthmantini in 12-13, Daniel Boateng in 13-14, Samuel Ola, Amigo Galladino in 14-15, Robbie Burton in 19-20, Ben Cottrell in 21, Nathan Butler, Ajay in 21-22. Mauro Bandia in last season. So I'd say yes.
There's the other. Jay Emmanuel Thomas was a decent prospect striker. Gavin Hoyt was just the brother of Justin Hoyt.
Yeah,
that's all I've really got to say about that. So I didn't think there was.
He had a couple of good games, but then decided.
I think the biggest thing he ever did was say the word "dench." But
yeah,
I digress.
He should be in prison for that.
I agree. Patrick Carson, City Pens was ridiculous. I've not even looked. Zaid, oi oi, Phil Macker, no worries, Danny. You are a busy boy. Tar Muchley, yeah, congratulations once again, Phil. That's fucking amazing.
Lazy,
stuff.
Henry, not busy.
City's record at Armitage Shanks of terrible. Oh, is terrible. And Frimpong was world class. Okay. Emmanuel Frimpong was world class.
It's an opinion. It's a bad one.
Sure. Do you know what, Danny? Big fan of free speech over here, so I can say dumb shit if you want to. There's no problem at all.
Well,
let's talk about the lineups then, shall we, Danny? Let's get into the game. Then let's talk about the lineup. Nothing really to talk about. Exactly the same team that was introduced last time. Martinelli
in a row.
Again. Yep, I believe so. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Tomiyasu once again chosen as the left back option, and Trossard starts overhead. Martinelli once again, and fair play to him. But yeah, nothing else really to talk about. Partey starts again in the midfield dream partnership that Ødegaard has been wanting all season, but Partey decides to have other plans and just be injured constantly. Nothing really to talk about from the Bournemouth side either as well. Dominic Solanke leading the lineup there. Justin Kluivert, the son of Patrick Kluivert. We've got Max Aarons on the bench, the Norwich wonder kid who can't make a game now. And Neto is no longer near the side, and Travers has been started ahead of him. Philip Billing is on the bench as well. So some decent players on and off the bench. But we had Lewis Cook and Christie in the middle of the park to try and run things, and Christie took 7 million years before ending up getting his first yellow card. The damage on Saka's leg. The damage on Saka's leg was absolutely ridiculous. He put his studs right down his leg. It had a massive gash there, and everyone obviously jokes and laughs about the limping stuff. But I've been saying it for weeks now, Danny. I really, really, really want Saka to celebrate with a limping celebration. I need to see it. I need to see this.
Xhaka did it when he scored for Leverkusen a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Pretended he was injured.
Yep.
Everyone panicked and he went, nah, not really. But if that player did what he did on your average high street during a Saturday night when the police were, you'd be arrested.
I agree.
But you're on the pitch, do what you want. Yeah. You're only kicking the shit out of England.
I couldn't believe,
Danny,
that it wasn't even a foul. It wasn't even a yellow card. It was nothing. I thought it was a red, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't have a football degree, so maybe I'm completely wrong. Before I say anything, once again, I want to congratulate David Raya for confirming the Golden Glove this season of 23-24, his first official season with the Arsenal.
It's been confirmed
that they basically agreed the deal back in November to make the deal permanent from Brentford for £27 million. It was nice of them to do the loan deal situation to help us with the FFP.
Is that what they did?
That's what they did, yes. That's why we had him on loan.
I bet they're looking at that now and going, ooh, only 27 million is worth.
But they've probably got a clause in there. If we win the title, they'll get a little bit of money, like the Robin Van Persie deal. So we'll see what happens. But I wanted to mention as well, David Raya didn't always look like he does now. Did you know that, Danny? Have you always noticed his nose is a little bit like that?
In one of the ABW groups, someone has put a picture of him at Blackburn with no beard and his piggy nose, and that's the avatar on the group WhatsApp.
Oh, really? Okay. So, yeah, he got an injury playing for Blackburn many years ago, and he ended up having to have surgery and plastic surgery, and that's the reason why his nose points up like it does. It wasn't pointing up before. So I just wanted to put that out there right now. So
still,
he's a great-looking chap. He's a great-looking chap, even.
Well, he's better with a beard than he is without the beard.
I think most people are better with beards.
Yeah, we all
than
are.
Without.
Especially
I think,
Santa.
You know, of course.
Especially Santa and Hagrid.
Yes. Well, I haven't got my hair down today, so my hair is up today. So no Hagrid comments.
No.
I need none of that shit. What else we got here? Before we get started, we've got a couple of questions. Of course, guys, if you've got any questions, put them into the chat now. Put a Q at the start so I know that it is a question and don't accidentally read it out. I'll put a star next to it and then we can answer those at the end of the
I've
towards
got
the
a
end
picture
of
of, thanks to Carl, who did this on our pod. It's a picture of Saka's leg. If you're squeamish, people, don't look. Look at that. No, don't lick it. It's not jam.
It did, Danny.
Look at all those other scars.
Danny, why does it look like an upside-down penis and balls?
Oh, what, his foot?
No, the cut.
Oh, of course it does.
Why does it look like
it's going down to the 7 o'clock position.
That's fine.
Because that's where I fucking studied him. That is absolutely ridiculous.
And that ladies and gentlemen, was not a foul. Wasn't a yellow card. It wasn't a red card. No. It was absolutely nothing. They gave nothing for that. Nothing. Nothing.
And Carl has also put the challenge of where it happened is there. Look at that.
Look at that.
From
stuff,
the knee
guys.
To the middle of his calf, if those at home, his foot is flat against him and then he scraped it down. How the feck wasn't that a card, says Phil? You are quite right, Phil. I'm getting rid of that. It's making me angry.
No, I agree. I agree. Absolute shambles. Absolute shambles. So let's get into the game then, guys. Have you got any minutes, Danny? I've got minutes here.
Yes, I've got lots. I woke up at 4:30, downloaded the game, and watched it all in 45 minutes. And
nice.
Had some meat at the same time.
So, Phil, you've just said that. Give me 2 seconds, please. So I've got a tweet that I retweeted the other day. Bear with me 1 second. I've got here from an Arsenal account that has nearly 10,000 likes at @AFCRex_. Rival fans, and then it's got talking. Saliba and Gabriel are overrated. David Raya doesn't deserve the Golden Glove Award. He won it because of the Arsenal's defence. So I was like, yeah, that makes sense. A lot of rival fans do say these comments, unless you're an Arsenal fan on the Burkamp Wonderland, where I have to constantly defend myself of how much I love David Raya. So no, David Raya doesn't have the easiest job in the world. He is probably one of the more difficult jobs purely because he has to initiate a lot of the attacks.
Are you trying to talk sense to an idiot on Twitter?
That's a great point. No, I was counteracting what Phil said. Phil, he's published writer now. He's giving it all this. So I was giving it back to a bit of Phil. No, I was liking and defending that tweet because it made sense. Only people that should be giving a jip to David Raya in the fence and stuff is rival fans. But I seem to get Arsenal fans when they're giving jip to David Raya. But there we go. I digress. Sorry, that's poor officiating. It was a red card all day. Sometimes I wonder VAR is just to create controversies to keep ratings high. The thing with VAR, they don't intervene unless a decision has been made by the referee. So if a decision has not been made by the referee in this particular instance, there hasn't. Nothing's been done. VAR can't intervene or do anything or say anything. So there we go.
That's wonderful, isn't it? So if the referee's not looking and someone does a tombstone on someone, then the referee didn't see it, didn't happen, move on. Then it's going to have to be for the FA after the game to maybe punish them, possibly. No, they let it go. Depends who it was, doesn't it?
Who knows? Who knows, Danny? Who knows? Hans Hume here. Our City trying to catch up with our goal difference in this game. What's the score now?
Haaland's got 4 and it's 5-1.
Oh, okay, whatever.
2 penalties.
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. Phil Mack, a good-looking chap, but he is any more likely to be on Love Island next season. Or you, Danny. What? Who?
Easy, Tiger.
I know, right? Calm down. 4-1, 5-1. That took literal minutes for that to change. Thanks, Rudy. 4-1. Right. So we'll talk about the game then. Yes. You can just go through some of the comments as I'll do some minutes here. So opening sort of 10 minutes, we had a few moments where Trossard was unlucky with a lovely threaded ball from Ødegaard. There was some lovely play from White, Saka, and Ødegaard out on the right-hand side. Trossard denied again from the keeper. And Raya, right place, right time. Yeah, there was a moment where the ball was played over the top. Gabriel had to run back, wasn't able to get onto the end of it. But they had to play the ball back to Ryan, who was in the perfect place. So some nice football, not really showing much from Bournemouth. 12 minutes here, red card challenge from Saka, Unreal poor from the referee. We were just discussing that. Unbelievable stuff. Once again, if the referee doesn't make a decision on the field, VAR don't intervene. So regardless of how we looked at it, if the referee didn't make a decision in that moment, then they don't really go back to it, which I find absolutely flabbergasting, completely and utterly ridiculous. We've discussed it, so we're going to move through it. 14 minutes, guys. 14 minutes. There was a incident in London, as there always is. I left London 2.5 years ago because it is turning into a massive shitter. I'm not going to get too political, but there was a stabbing and a young lad called Daniel died. So there was a clap that was orchestrated by the clubs and the club and the fans. And they all got together and we clapped on the 14th minute because that's how old he was before he died. So Sadiq Khan, you're a cunt. Just going to put that out there. There we go.
Yeah, and then he gets voted back in.
Yeah, well, they, you know, I mean,
fucking idiots.
They're not the smartest people in London anymore, are they? No. Jesus Christ, not really London Shame. Anymore anyway. There we go.
It's not going to stop either.
Yes.
He won't be the last.
Yeah, that's
unfortunately.
It. So if you want to go through the comments, I'm just going to do 18 minutes here. 18 minutes. Saliba is absolutely world-class. Incredible defending from him. And then literally about 30 seconds later,
yep.
Played into the box.
Never seen it like that in my life. It's amazing.
It was like, Saliba's literally turning into Bukayo Saka here, plays it to the byline, cuts it in beautifully with his left foot and takes an absolute beautiful strike. Keeper does well to stop the effort going in. And I was blown away. I was like, Saliba can just do a little bit of everything very, very well. Unbelievable stuff.
When I saw that, I thought that it must, because I always get Gabriel and Saliba mixed up when they're playing at the back because they're both same kind of. That's right.
No. Get rid of that, Brian. Unbelievable stuff.
Terrible. We're still top of the league. How dare you? And then I thought, hold on. Maybe it was Gabriel that did the clearance back there because there's no way Saliba could have done the clearance at our end, then run down the other end and been having a shot from 3 foot away, blocked by the keeper. Watched it again, went, fucking hell. It was almost like it was the, who's that bloke who runs really fast in the Marvel things?
Flash.
I thought it was the Flash. No, I didn't even see him run down the pitch. It was Flash.
Flash is DC.
Oh, I don't know.
Quicksilver.
No, I didn't. I meant Flash.
Oh, okay. Quicksilver is Marvel.
Yeah. Quicksilver. So amazing work. But you would think that if we get told off by Arteta for that, we haven't got you to go and play right winger and try and score a goal like that, son. Get back there and kick people and stop them scoring. And Gabriel had to be consoled because his mate has never been that far away from him on a pitch in his life, which was sad times.
I agree. Got a few more minutes here, some moments here. Brett Bournemouth really racking up the fouls, referee not really getting involved. I even questioned myself after 23 minutes to how we've not scored yet. I don't understand. And then the commentators started having a discussion about Havertz and how good he's becoming. And I get really, really fed up when I hear the commentators or anybody on social media going, yeah, we were all wrong about Havertz. We didn't like him to begin with. And I went and I was like, I was talking to myself because I went to the pub to watch it. And I was talking to myself going, I fucking can't stand it when people paint you with all that brush. I fucking love Havertz and I've always loved Havertz. I never disliked him. I never disliked Wenger, never wanted him to leave. I wanted Arteta before Unai Emery. I've never wanted Arteta to leave. I've backed Raya since the beginning, which is there's proof on Twitter. And I've backed Dar Havertz since the beginning, there's proof on Twitter. I get sick and tired when you get painted with the same retarded opinions from people. Drives me nuts, Danny. Absolutely nuts. So I just wanted to have another little rant about that and how the fact that people get painted with brushes because people have got really stupid takes and opinions.
Yeah, they all just go, no Arsenal fans wanted Havertz. Well, John from ABW will be back one day. He was, the moment we signed him, we went, this bloke is going to be absolute magic like you did. So there we were. I mean, I watched him in the Bundesliga. Didn't really remember that much about him. Remembered him as a right winger. And then remembered him at Chelsea being shit. But then everyone's shit at Chelsea, so you can't judge him. And I just went, I'll just trust Arteta's judgment on this. It turned out it was right. And today, at times, he was taking on three of their opponents and still getting away with the ball.
I'm going to be honest with you, Danny. For me, he was my man of the match. For me, he was man of the match. I know Declan Rice played really well, but I thought if Saka put away the two chances that Havertz gave to him on a plate, he would have had a hat-trick of assists. He would have had a hat-trick of assists. So, but there we go. It took 30 minutes for Bournemouth to muster up passage of play. So that was nice to see. Mm-hmm. I forgot that they were really involved in the game. I thought it was just a training exercise. So that was fun. Lovely over-the-top ball from Ødegaard. 38 minutes here. Havertz heading it down and Rice skies it over the bar. Couldn't believe it.
So many people. We could have been after 20 minutes. We could have been. I know if one goal goes in, then the rest of the timeline changes.
Yep.
That's how
it
works. So we could have scored on 5 or 6 different occasions in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And if any one of those would have gone in, the next one would have been a different timeline.
And there we go.
You've got to watch Star Trek to understand this.
Imagine if Rice put that away. That would have been another assist for Havertz. So that's four. Yeah. That's four. That would have been 4 Havertz assists. 42 minutes, Havertz penalty. We discussed it. A lot of people believe it not to be a penalty. I believe it to be an extremely soft penalty, and I will take it. Go fuck yourselves. But Saka, once again, stepping up to take the penalty in the difficult moment. It's been a minute, Danny, hasn't it, since we saw him take that penalty for England in that final many moons ago.
Yeah.
He's developed and evolved into an incredible football player, the man that steps up every single time for the Arsenal, barring a few for Odegaard and obviously the one for Havertz at the start of the season, which was against Bournemouth, funny enough. Which got him going. Saka just puts it past the keeper, makes it look really, really easy. Going to be honest with you, it wasn't the best penalty in the world, but in the mind game style of penalty taking, perfect stuff, puts the keeper the wrong way. That's all you need to do, right? And that came after 16 shots. We had 16 shots at that point. 42 minutes, 16.
I was watching the American stream for this, or my download was in the American commentary, and they didn't have any stats on screen at all, apart from the one about Saliba. It will, if he plays the next 2 games, he'll have been only one of 2 players this season to have played every single minute of the season, which I thought, well, that's not a big deal. I mean, people do that regularly. What's that?
If James Witherspoon put here, if we had Havertz up top all season, the league would have been wrapped up by now. Danny, I said last year, if we had a prime time Olivier Giroud, do you remember my comments? My comments last?
I barely remember what I did yesterday.
Don't worry. I made comments. A plethora of comments was made by moi, stating that if we had prime time Olivier Giroud in the team that we had last season, we would have won the league. We signed ourselves a 6'4" incredible football player in Kai Havertz. If we utilized him in the manner that we have him now from the very beginning, James, you are completely and utterly correct.
Is that 6'4" in his boots? Because if it's not, he's about 6'6".
He's 6'4". He's 6'4".
Is that in his way whilst wearing socks? Because you had another couple of inches when you were in boots.
Really?
You?
Really?
Well, you got those studs there, about 3/4 inch long.
Yeah, but that goes into the ground, wouldn't it? It would be buried into the ground.
Don't bother me with facts.
You don't walk around on the studs like little mini high heels, Danny.
I ain't got time for facts. We didn't land on the moon, and jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. We all know that. Let's move on.
I can just picture it now. We're running around like this with the little studs.
Fucking cats are whining again. Man City game is over. It ended 5-1.
Whatever.
Oh, come on, here we go. We are now 8 points clear of Liverpool. 8 points clear. Have that on toast, you scouse scumbags. You need to shut your noise, puss. He's going in and out on purpose. So then he gets hello, cat, when he comes back in. He's playing me. He's playing the game and I'm not having it. So hold on, I need to get rid of that off the screen, don't you? If I think we're gone. Here we are.
Off the screen. We're back. Second half finishes. We get the goal in prime time just before the end of the first half. Danny, what do you think the score should have been?
Bloody hell. 10-0 by half time.
Unbelievable. 8-0. The amount of blocks Bournemouth got in the first half, I couldn't absolutely believe it. It was crazy.
Well, with
stuff.
My one, I've got 5th minute. Rice was blocked. 6th minute, Odegaard blocked. 7th minute, Saka had a chance. 9th minute, Trossard had a chance. 13th, Odegaard had a chance. 18th, Saliba. 19th, Saka. 19th, Tommy. A lovely header from Tommy. And then we got the Havertz one. And then we got a Partey had a shot, which was wonderful. Out for a corner. I think it was almost like five-a-side football. Everyone's having a bloody go. I was expecting Raya to come up and start having a few shots at goal. Just amazing. Yeah, and then what thing have I got here? I've got the Saka pen. And then what's this one? That's 1-0. That's second half. I'm not going to ruin it for anyone.
Oh! No, take it off, Danny. What are you doing?
It's gone.
Christ almighty. That's not a goal, Danny.
What?
Let's bring that up because that happens literally next.
Yeah.
So we're going into the second half. Havertz, as I've said to you before, is my man of the match. He had a few moments where he could have got assists with Declan Rice in the end of the first half and Saka twice in the second half. And here is one of those chances. Danny, if you'd like to put it up onto the screen.
How did Saka miss that?
So this is Kai Havertz laying it off to Bukayo Saka, our best player at the club right now. And he doesn't score this.
No. I don't think he was expecting it because his teammate has got three Bournemouth players all over him.
That's Kai Havertz. He lured everyone over to him.
Yeah. So Kai is down on the floor and people are going, oh, fucking hell. We used to stick two players on Saka. Now we need two for Saka, two for Ødegaard, and now we need three for Kai. That's half a team on three players. And then Saka had his chance and that's on the 48th minute. Oh, 53rd minute. All right, that's the next one I've got.
That's the next one. That's the next one. So that was 49 minutes.
Yeah.
Havertz to Saka, and Saka should have scored big time. Big time. And then I've got here, what have I got here? This was the, So when we score first this season, we've only lost one, Danny.
That was a stat against Spurs as well. And I thought, don't put that stat up on the screen for fuck's sake. But they did put it up on the screen.
It was against Fulham. We lost to Fulham on New Year's Eve or something like that.
But they put that stat up again when we were 1-0 up against.
Well, you know what they always do. They always try and jinx us. So fuck them. I've just got ref is a twat times two, so that's good to know. 54th minute here, two chances from Havertz to Saka. Danny, if you'd like to upload the next picture,
here we go. Bish bash bosh. This one.
Bada bing, bada boom. So Havertz is playing down the left hand side here. Puts a beautifully weighted ball across the entire face of the Bournemouth defence. It was like the Ødegaard pass that he gave to Havertz a few games. Was it a game ago? I can't remember. Was it against Chelsea?
I lose track.
It was against Chelsea. So it was the Ødegaard pass into Havertz, who goes in on goal and puts it past Chelsea. And then he goes and celebrates. It was like a pass like that, beautifully weighted pass through to Saka. Doesn't even get to the ball first. Clean challenge from the Bournemouth player. And once again, Havertz is like, this is three assists I could have had at this point. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And that right there is the reason why, for me, he was man of the match. Absolutely. He played impeccable. Incredible stuff. And then I sent a picture to you, Danny, saying that we need to put this game to bed. Do you remember me sending that picture where I wrote it down whilst it was in the pub? And then the next comment for me was, Zinny warming up. ... Got no words. Couldn't believe it.
But he only used two subs for the entire game.
Didn't come on. He did.
I mean, you got to look at ESR and Vieira, and they'd be going, well, we're 2-0 up. They've got showed virtually no signs of trying to score.
We're 1-0 at this point.
I mean, at one point we were 2-0 up. And at that point, why don't we just go... Yeah, chuck them on, give them a game. I mean, are they worried about giving out win bonuses or something? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. 70th minute then. Rice layoff of the season. Beautiful little flick off the outside of his foot. Oh, this is the second chance. No worries.
That's another one.
This is Havertz holding up play. Yeah, this was Havertz holding up play. Incredible. Yeah, no. Well, I've gone past it, but don't worry about it. This is Havertz doing the beautiful stuff again. No, I'm past this again.
64, 70.
That was the comment from the commentary team that said, if Arsenal had a proper striker, they would be in the 6-yard box, because that was a Rice ball across the face of the goal. He turned, didn't he?
He got the ball from Ødegaard on the edge of the box. Yep. Turn. Oh, this is the build up to the goal.
This is the build up to the goal. So
I'm not going to ruin it.
That's all right. No, you put it back up. Put it back up. It's fine.
There you go.
We've got Trossard out here on the left-hand side, all in his little Todd. We've got Declan Rice in the middle with all the Bournemouth players having a little chinwag at him going, what are you doing with a ball, mate? What's going on over here?
Five flicks of them running at him.
Exactly. Flicks it off the outside of his foot into Trossard's path, who slots it past the keeper to make it 2-0. Unbelievable. Wonderful. Layoff of the season. Beautiful assist from the man. Declan Rice, our auxiliary striker. The player that everyone laughed and joked about us at the start of the season, saying that we overpaid for him, turning him into a goal and an assist machine. The man has scored more goals than Bruno Fernandes this season. And everyone doesn't say a bloody word.
No.
I'm just saying. I know they play two different positions, but Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. So Trossard, 16 goals for him. Incredible return from the man himself. 11 in the Premier League. I would slightly say better than Mudryk, Danny. Slightly better than Mudryk. Slightly better.
A lot better than Mudryk. Mudryk is, he's got the weight of all that money on his shoulders. He's got that stupid tattoo on the side of his neck, which must be incredibly embarrassing to live with. And then I'm just getting Trossard stings here. There we go. Get that. And then crop it. And then save it. And then I will bring it up on the screen because Trossard doesn't get mentioned enough in this wonderful football that we're playing. Because it's not all about the glory. He is doing a Brian Marwood. So here we go. Here is all of Trossard's goals recently. At the moment, including the Bournemouth one, he is 4 goals in his last 6 games. And then he had 4 games without scoring. Then he had 4 goals in 5 games. So you just look at that. That run of all those wins. What's it? 17 Premier League games. We've had 15 wins, a draw against City, and we were robbed against Villa. And in that run, Trossard has got 8 goals. No assists, though, which is surprising. He doesn't need an assist. I don't do assists. I do the scoring. Now back off. And here's our second top goal scorer this season. First place is Saka with 20, all competitions. Trossard 16, Havertz 13, Ødegaard 11, and then Martinelli and Jesus on 8.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think Trossard has been the unsung hero
Definitely. Of
the season. Question, Danny, whilst I go through some more minutes, it's something that I wanted to find out. What has been the Premier League's best ever season for goal difference? So I'm not talking about who scored the most goals and who's conceded the least amount, but can we find out who's had the best ever goal difference in Premier League history?
Well, I have this little malarkey here of every winner going back to last season. Goal difference, highest one here is 79 is the highest ever. Man City, 17-18. Well, what's ours at the moment?
60. They scored 106 goals that season, though. That was 60. Crazy.
Yeah,
we're on 60. We're not gonna do it. But
in that season,
I was intrigued.
That season, they for 17-18, Man City hold the record for the most number of wins, most number of goals, most number of goal difference, highest goal difference, most number of points, and the most number of points per game. And there are other seasons. I don't think Arsenal have got anything. Nope, they've got fuck all. Apart from the least number of losses. And why isn't the least number of losses in the season highlighted there? You fucks. Fuck them, Deke. Haters. Haters going to hate.
I agree.
That's what they do.
I absolutely agree with you. Yes, yeah. I agree with you. We've got 75 minutes here. Solanke foul on Raya. So we're going to have to talk about the controversy of the disallowed goal for Bournemouth. So Solanke doesn't look at the ball. Nudges into Raya. Arsenal have been getting so much jip recently regards to the shithousery that Benjamin Blanco offers to the side. Solanke goes into Raya here and it completely just takes him out of the game. He has to punch the ball and it comes back. It bounces off the crossbar and goes into the back of the net from someone. I can't remember who shoots it. Incredible technique. But the goal has been disallowed. So what's everybody's take on this particular situation with this particular moment, guys and girls? What do you think about this?
It was hard for the ref because, first of all, Tommy is pushed over and brought down, and then Ray is panicking, and then the ball's coming down. I'm not sure where the ball is in all this. They're all looking up, so it's somewhere up in the air. That's how balls work. And then the next picture, you can see the blokes had a shot, and Ray jumps up, punches it out.
And the other thing as well is the fact that Solanke doesn't have any sort of contact with the ball, doesn't watch the ball, the flight of the path of the ball.
Yeah.
Puts his hands up here. You can even see it.
Puts his hands up here
because he's like, he knows what he's done. The tiniest of nudge has put Raya out of, because he was in air, he's in the air at this point even still. And it puts him... forcing him into an error where he has to punch the ball.
He ends up on the floor and then the ball comes back out.
Even here, Solanke's got his fucking arms up.
And then so that player has a shot. hits the top of the crossbar, bounces back out, and you can see here I've circled it, where the ball comes back, it comes out, lands at the feet of this bloke that Declan Rice is holding onto. He has a shot, Gray is out of the way, and then Tommy Ash, who's just about got back up, and then the shot goes into an empty net. But it took a while to decide what was going to go on there, because there was so much stuff.
It did take a while. It's a weak disallow. It's a weak disallow. But
I'd have been annoyed if it had been us, because there's so much other stuff that was happening at the same time.
I agree. It's called the rub of the green. And teams that go to win the title get a lot of those in a season. So it is what it is. It's a weak disallow, but it's a disallow nonetheless. So we'll just move forward. I mentioned earlier Zinchenko warming up. He doesn't make the field. Martinelli comes on for Trossard. And Jesus comes on for Saka. So Jesus playing out on the right-hand side as opposed to playing up top or on the left, which we've seen him play numerous times this season. Mm-hmm. But Jesus has played there in that position numerous times for Manchester City in the past.
I mean, that's the only future he's got at the club, is to go, well, you're going to be a player who's going to play either side in any of the front four positions, because he can do it. I agree. I'd rather get the money and get the wages off the club.
That's exactly what my point was going to be, Danny, is the lot of rumours that are going around in the ITKs, the knows, talking about how the rumours are that Jesus is up for offer by Arsenal Football Club. I've said numerous times this season that we've outgrown Gabriel Jesus and Zinchenko. We've surpassed what they can offer us, which is an incredible feat in itself, that we, in the space of a year and a half, have developed our football club to one of the highest levels that I've seen in decades. And we've outgrown them already, Danny. So I'm very happy to see the idea and the rumours being that Gabriel Jesus is up for offers in the summer. Because I tell you what, that's fine with me. That's absolutely fine with me. It's not to mention the fact that, Danny, at the end of the season, he's going to have to go under the knife again.
Yep, constantly injured. He isn't built.
He's going to have surgery again on his knee.
He's had no end of them. But I went out earlier today and I went to the graveyard of all the ITKs in it. Aww. There's the Arsenal horses there. And I can't remember some of the others, but there's loads of them there. It was that bloke who, the Harry Potter bloke. Remember him? I've got a friend at the club. He told me he looks like Harry Potter, posh Harry Potter, with the big glasses.
No,
people know what I'm on about. He's there somewhere. Mo Haider, he's there somewhere, thankfully.
Oh, he's a scummy.
He's a dickhead. There's quite a few of them there, the ITK graveyard. Hopefully this summer there will be more in there, because once Edu and Arteta took over, they got rid of everybody who grassed. The tea lady, gone. The bus driver, gone. Toilet cleaner, fucked off. All of them. No one has any inns at the club anymore.
I like it. I'm all for that.
It was like a scene from Gladiator where they're all been crucified and along the road all the way back to Rome. There they all are, all the ITKs.
Did you know they're making a Gladiator 2, Danny?
They've made it.
Have they?
Yes. Well. What? Get the extended cut, one of the most amazing films ever made.
Please be good.
Who are you praying to?
The world. I don't know.
Good. The gods, all of them. If you pray to all of them at the same time.
All of the above. 87th minute here. Gabriel Worldie. Absolute Worldie. I don't know, Danny, if you've got an image for it, but Gabriel hits an absolutely sweet volley. Here it is. Ball comes up for the bounce. So this is a free kick. Ødegaard puts the ball in. Havertz is slightly offside, unfortunately. Lays it down to Gabriel. That could have been another assist. I don't want to talk about it.
Stunning.
And absolutely rifles it across the face of the goal into the roof of the net opposite side. And he's absolutely dumbfounded. I was just blown away. Unbelievable technique. But unfortunately, it is offside due to Havertz. So it is disallowed.
You've missed one. The penalty shout for Martinelli running through on goal.
I missed this.
The bloke's grabbing hold of his shoulder. And then I grab it here. The bloke defending has got his left hand on his shoulder. A step later, he's now pushing him in the back. So that is only 1 second apart.
How
hand on the shoulder.
I must have gone to the toilet or something.
Well, I think the player went to the toilet once he did this. Two shoves. Two times. and nothing was given. But there again, we'd had the rub of the green, like you said earlier, so not really bothered. I've got one final thing, which is this, and I don't know what that is.
That's the Gabriel shot going into the roof of the net.
I've got it twice.
No, yeah, that's him taking it.
Oh, yeah, I've put a little circle there inside the goal where the ball is.
You know what you're doing, Danny. You know all about it, mate.
I don't know about it.
You're fine. You've got a degree in football in it.
I'm going to go and get in there with the ITKs because I know nothing. There you go. That's all the pictures I've got. I am done. That's it. Good night.
94-minute Christy, yellow card at last. So that's last, nice.
Yeah, that will stop him.
He managed to get himself a yellow card.
That will learn him. If you had a child that's been naughty all afternoon, morning, evening, and night, give it a smack bum just before bed.
That's exactly right. And then 97th minute, Ødegaard to Jesus, who does beautifully. Absolute fair play to the guy. Does really, really well. Plays it to Rice, who puts it into the back of the net from such a tight angle. Declan Rice, 9 assists this season and 7 goals. I don't even know what to say. Declan Rice is absolutely world-class, isn't he? Absolutely.
He had a few dodgy times today. Used to... Actually, I'm going to go and have a look and see his things for... Where is he? Going to go there. I don't think West Ham relied on him at all last season to do any kind of attacking stuff, because it seems at times he goes, I'm in a goal-scoring opportunity. What do I do? And I think that may well be because last season he didn't do any of that. So I'm going to go back and have a look. This season for us, he has got 7 goals, 10 assists. And last season for West Ham, he got 5 goals and 4 assists. So he was involved a little bit, but I'm looking at his stats all last season. A few games he played in central midfield, but 99% of them was at DM. Goal against Leeds, goal against Bournemouth, goal against Forest. So that's... And the one against Southampton. So he scored 4 goals last season, 3 of them against teams who got relegated. He's like Randy Orton. He's the non-legend killer.
I agree. I'm blown away. I knew Declan Rice was an incredible football player, but I didn't think we would get Declan Rice 2.0, where we would turn him not only to be an incredible player to break up play and carry the ball and carry the possession incredibly well, but also get this amount of assists.
With the West Ham Declan Rice.
I completely agree.
It's like the bionic man. We've got him, we've broken him down, and we've made him better. We've got magic eye.
We're 2.0, the bloody kid. I can't believe it.
Rubber knees.
Yeah, unbelievable. I'm blown away. The fact that he's now, our set piece taker when it comes to right-hand-sided free kicks, he's integral. He's integral to our attacking phase of play. And that's exactly not what I thought Declan Rice would offer to the Arsenal Football Club. I thought we were going to get something in the lines of the West Ham version, but I'm all for this 2.0 version. All for it.
Indeed. Talking about having rubber knees, last night, for some unknown reason, I shouted at my cat when she got in my way, "You effing rubber C word." Nice. That's not even a thing, is it?
No.
I was reversing back out the bathroom in my hallway. There's a bookcase there, so there's not much room. And she decided she had to get past and get in the bathroom. And I don't want to run her over because she's a lovely little fluffy thing that licks my hands. And so I called her a rubber C word. Means that I don't know. Just nice. The words were there and they came out. Well, I mean, I can't stop that deep.
No, that's fair enough. That felt natural for you, Danny.
That's it. I've got no other pictures at all. Apart from a reminder of Saka's leg, if you've missed it from this. It's not even a tackle, is it?
No, it's not even... Well, didn't even get a yellow card, didn't even get a foul, no. Nothing. Nothing was given for that particular incident, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing.
If that was Harry Kane or Madison or any of the other fucking England darlings, there would be a bounty put out on that Bournemouth player's head for that.
I agree. If you've got any questions, guys, put them into the chat now. We're going to do questions as we're coming up to the end of the pod. We're coming up to 50 minutes. No, Phil Macca. Are we fools to believe, or should we just move on and think about it all over again next season, but a little bit better? So I'm guessing, by the way that he's put it, is the season done and dusted and we just move forward, Danny?
I was just looking. Say that again. Hold on.
That's okay. Fools to believe, or should we just move on and think about doing it all over again next season, but a little bit better?
I believe, much like Mulder. Or Scully, Which one was which? I don't know.
Mulder is, I believe. Yeah, he's the alien.
I believe. I do. I mean, I also believe in aliens. I believe in life on other planets.
It would be a very small-minded thing to think that there isn't any other sort of life.
Yeah, you're a moron.
Yeah, there's the mathematical possibilities, and I know, guys, I'm not very good at maths, but statistically, it's impossible for us to not be alone. But as Elon Musk said, as Daddy Elon Musk said, what's scarier, that there's aliens out there or we're the only ones out there?
He's my favorite African-American.
As he is mine. As he is mine. But yeah, the fat lady hasn't sung yet, Phil. That's all I'll say, and it's that's the same exact.
If Phil was in the room with us, he'd get a do you know what a wet slap is? No, yes, I used to do that to Sean when she was asleep. If Phil was in this room with either of us, he'd get a wet slap for some of the shit he's come out with tonight.
He comes out with some right drivel, doesn't he?
He's a published poet, and he's being leery. He needs to be fucking sorted out.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'll get Nick to go around and chin him.
Yeah, I agree. I'm fully on board with all of this. James Wotherspoon, if you could only sign two players in the summer, what positions would they be? Danny?
Only two. When Timber played at Ajax, he didn't play at left back. He played at right back or centre back, apparently. Not that I know. And looks like we got him in to play left back, but he, like, that goal he scored for the under-21s with his right foot, and he was playing left back. So I don't know if that's the plan for a left back. If that is our left back, then jolly good. His brother's his twin is a very decent player as well.
Yeah, I agree.
I think his brother's at PSV, or I don't know, one of the two. I would definitely, as every day goes by, more and more I'm convinced we don't need a striker. I don't know, Deke would high five me here with a non-wet slap. I think we might not need a striker, because you see the way Havertz was today, where he was taking on... I've got one of the pictures here. Where is it? Havertz constantly just taking on three, four. There. I mean, Havertz there is taking on three players.
He wins the ball here. He won the ball there. He could have had so many assists. There. Could have had so many assists today. Yeah. He was my man of the match. Not even a question.
And he knows he's 6 foot. He's 6 foot six with his boots.
He's such a good football player.
As we've already figured out, he's 6 foot six with his boots. If he's got long hair, if he's got a booth on, we're looking 6'8". We're going to do WWF height here, like there.
And if he's wearing football boots, Danny, little studs, and he walks like this over the mud. Yeah. Doesn't they? Don't
go gadgets. Go gadget studs, so they can make him 7'5". Yep. When you're 7'5" like he is, he's unmarkable. And the I see. Modern football isn't about sticking a big lump up front and like Vardy and kicking the ball at it and hopefully it's going in off his ugly mug. Being a striker nowadays, you have to drop deep. You have to be a 10. You need to be able to go wide, which he can do on either side.
Able to do all of it. No matter where you are on the pitch, you need to be able to do a little bit of everything. Look at Saliba today. Absolute world-class Rolls-Royce. Unbelievable football player when it comes to the defensive capabilities. But today we saw him turn into Bukayo Saka for 5 seconds. Yeah. So you've got to be able to do it no matter where you are on a pitch, because you never know what position you'll be in to put us into a better position. But my two players would probably be Alexander Isaac from Newcastle, who I really like.
You see that goal that he scored first half of the season running down the left-hand side. I think there's a ball from Willock. That's Thierry. It's wearing 14.
Yeah. This is my point. He can play out on the left-hand side. So if we do have moments where we need to play Trossard and Martinelli and do a little bit something different, and maybe Havertz doesn't play up top, and we can put Alexander Isaac in there. But he's got the ability to cover the left-hand side of the pitch. So he's got that versatility about him. And I'd love to see them link up, because they both... See, the thing is, Havertz and Alexander Isaac are tall players, but they're deceptively quick at the same time. And they've got incredible link-up play. So I'd be excited to see him. Whether Timber plays at the left-back position that I would love to see him play remains to be seen. So it will bottle down to whether we sign a left-back or a central midfielder. So we'll have to wait and see.
But look at Isaac this season, Premier League's on the screen, people. 19 goals in 26 games for Newcastle, who don't really play wonderful attacking football like we do. And
they've played horrific football this season. Horrific.
And he's done that on one leg most of the season.
Yeah, I agree. Incredible football player.
About is his injuries.
Yeah, of course. But that's it seems to be a sort of recurring situation with a lot of football players nowadays.
Plus, if he's going to come here, Deke, he's going to have the shit kicked out of him game by game. But he is a wonderful player. And we were linked to him before he came to Newcastle.
Yes, we were. We were linked to him before he made the move to Newcastle. Yeah. We're linked to him again. There is a rumour of I think it's Bruno Guimarães. He's got a clause. He's got a clause. Obviously, we're rumoured with him as well, and he's got a clause between the end of June to the end of July, basically. And then Xavi Simons as well. Apparently, he's gonna sum up obviously, you know, he's contracted to PSG, but there's rumours that he can make a move. So
for me. Sorry? He's got attitude problems, like a bit of touch of the.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he'll fit in with the Arsenal ethos and the way of things, because we've got an incredibly unified football club right now, and I don't want to break that up for anybody, regardless of how talented
he just looks
or how
like
up and coming they
are. Just waiting for Barcelona to come in and sign him or Real Madrid.
I agree.
I wouldn't want him, but yeah, Isaac, I like that.
We'll have to wait and see with Timber in the left back position. If he does, then we sign a midfielder. I don't know.
If we can get rid of, get rid of, not in a bad way, Kivior, get good money for him back to Italy.
Yeah,
then invest in a really top rated. Is it Hirato, that one you're on about?
Hato, yeah. Jaro Hato. Yeah. He's an incredible football player. He can play out on the left beautifully. Incredible technique. It would be incredible to see both of him and Timber out on the right and the left. Who knows? Phil Mack has got a question, Danny. We're not going to hold the bar very high for it, so we'll see how it goes. So could Arteta make a player out of the duck, the pigeon, or Anthony the spinning top?
The duck is Mudrick. Anthony, no. And who's the other one? The middle
who's
one.
The pigeon? I don't know who the pigeon is.
Who's the pigeon? Catch the pigeon.
I have no idea. If you could let us know who the pigeon is, mate, that would be great. I've said this before. I think we could still get a tune out of Mudrick. I've said this before.
No. He did an Arsh when he came to the club and went, what? Tax? Fucking tax? I'm on less now than I was back in Ukraine. Don't want a player where the first thing he's thinking about is the money. I want a player like Ian Wright that goes, signs a contract, walks out the door, and opens the door, goes, oh, by the way, how much am I on? £8,000, Mr. Wright. Thank you very much. I've already signed £8,000 a week for one of the greatest footballers ever to kick a ball in the Premier League.
I agree.
Bit of a shame that he's not doing as much TV as he used to, but, you know, he's one of the best.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Has
he aren't told us what the pigeon is yet?
Richarlison.
And the spinning top.
Good
what the
God.
Fuck is that?
Richarlison. Good God.
Can somebody put Phil on a timeout, please? He's linked Richarlison
Phil,
to Arsenal.
You've come up with some right fucking doozies today, mate. Absolute total doozies. Phil Mack, another question. I don't know if I've got the effort for this. Did you see the stat that all of our outfield players had a shot? No, I didn't see that stat. But
true. I've just had a look. Here you go. Here's the screen. Bish, bash, bosh up on the screen. Every single player. Tomiyasu won. Or Tomiyasu, Gabriel Magalagalagalas, Saliba, White all had one. And then Rice and Ødegaard had three. Partey and Havertz had two. Trossard four. And Saka had six. And their entire team between them got seven.
That's what I want to see. I want to see more of that. I want to see more of that next weekend against Old Trafford. Final question, Hatoumi. What do you guys make of the Bruno Guimaraes links £100 million release clause for the last month, apparently, as we discussed? I think that's too much money. That wouldn't be what we would offer. We'd probably offer something in the region of like 60 to 70 with add-ons. We're not going to pay the clause.
Did they get
we'll build to the clause, maybe. Huh?
Did they get him from Lyon or something like that?
I have no idea where Bruno Guimaraes came from.
They got him from Lyon. I'm just going to scroll down and say they have £40 million in January 22. So he's been there a year and a half. That's how months and years work. No, you're not paying 150% profit on that. Fuck off.
No.
60 million, 65 possibly. There again, I don't do the deals, D, because I'd go in there, I'd slap 50p on the counter and go, fuck off, bastard, and walk out.
That, and this, Danny, is why you're not in charge of said negotiations. And we will keep you well away from said negotiations, like we do with Phil with the questions. We keep them well away. We keep them away.
Phil's letting himself down.
So regardless
of the fee, on his side. So at the beginning of his book, it's gone.
Regardless of the fee, do you rate Bruno? Would you want him to come in and do the six? Because he'll come in and do the six, won't he?
All girls love a bastard.
That's it.
Second quote of the night. Wonderful man. If he's our bastard, then fuck yes.
Yeah. Okay. So he'll most likely come in and do the six.
He'll
do an incredible job.
More Brazilian.
Sorry, can we just have a brief moment here with Goon Documentaries trying to outdo Phil Macca for the dumbest question by Troy Deeney? Hold on.
He's not even for sale. He's just been fired, hasn't he, a while ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't it Forest Green and now they got kicked out? They've been relegated from the league.
Forest Green are a bit weird anyway. They're a fully vegan football club. I don't understand what that means, but I digress. But yeah, no more questions, guys. If maybe sneak one more in before we say goodbye to everybody, but just want to say thank you to everybody for jumping into the podcast. I really do appreciate it. If you listen to this on a post, thank you very much. Share amongst your fellow Gooners. It's going to be a huge end to the season here. I know that Wolves didn't do the business against Manchester City. We've got to be realistic with these situations. But they've got three games remaining, guys. We've got two games remaining. I would rather the 3 points than the extra game. And that's how it should be looked at. The last few weekends now, we've put pressure on Manchester City and they've got an extra game to play. I know Tottenham are rubbish. I know that they're rubbish, but they are trying to play for Champions League football. So I'm hoping that comes into play when they do play them in a week and a bit time. We'll have to wait and see. But they've got three games. They've got three games. Fulham away, all the way down to London. They've got Tottenham away in literally 2 or 3 days later. So they've got lots of away trips to do against teams that want to do something against them. So we'll have to wait and see. We've got Old Trafford next weekend on the Sunday. I don't see anything but a win. We've been absolutely impeccable on the road. Our home form has been slightly less good than our away form, Danny. That's what my opinion is on that one. So I'm not worried about the Man United game. And when it comes to Everton, they'll have absolutely nothing to play for on the final day of the season. So I'm hoping for some good luck to come our way. But 3-0 here against Bournemouth. A convincing victory, a game that we probably should have scored 6 or 7 goals in the first half alone. But we got the result. We got the clean sheet. David Raya confirmed golden glove for the season. Incredible introduction to his Arsenal career. And I'm hoping it will be many more clean sheets and golden gloves to come. So, Danny, do you have any final words?
I'd like to complain about Lidl and their individual sticks of cheese. Way too stingy on my tongue.
Way too stingy?
Stingy. Oh, like that.
Why is the
Ocado ones
stingy?
Are lovely.
Oh,
I don't know. It's very bitter cheddar.
Oh, it's bitey.
Bitey.
Bitey cheese. I don't like cheese, so I don't...
You're missing anything.
No,
I have to have something. I can't just live on ham.
No,
turning into a piglet. I've sprouted a little curly tail, but it's at the front, so I'm not sure how that's worked out.
When it comes to podcasts, guys, I'm sure that Danny's going to organise a regular pod during the week.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
Craig hosted this week's one, and a wonderful job Craig did. He hasn't hosted a pod, I don't think, in about 3 years, and it was like he had never been gone. Wonderful.
That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. That's beautiful stuff. And then we obviously got the pre-game podcast on Saturday night and then the post-game on Sunday night to discuss the big victory that we're going to have at Old Trafford because I don't see anything less. But there we go, Danny. 3-0 victory over Bournemouth. We'll take it.
Can't ask for more than that. A win, a clean sheet, 3 points, woof.
That's it. We're going to push City all the way to the final day of the season. And who knows? And as I said, the fat lady has not sung yet.
I'll press the button.
Press the button, Danny. Press the button. Be professional.
as soon as they scored that goal, I was fucking livid.
Get down, dog. Splendid business.
He nearly caught the bloody thing. What are you talking about?
So I've just eaten a full quiche.
Well, you don't often see them at Ig, so when you see them in the supermarket, they need to be swagged, microwaved immediately, and get the brown sauce on and bosh, Bob's your uncle.
Never in doubt.